This is Bora Solis interviewing Cynthia A. Spicer on June 21st, 2016 at 1:45 p.m. for the Creative Push Project.
Okay,
great. So if you can take us back to the father of your firstborn and the conception. Was it a wanted pregnancy? Was it planned?
No, it wasn't planned. No. And was it wanted? Yes. It was very much wanted. Anything else?
Were you guys together for a long time? Were you trying? Or I mean, you weren't
we
trying.
We were together. He was quite a bit older than me. I was 17 or 18. He was 32.
So you just were smitten with this 32-year-old man? He had an air about him or something?
Well, kind of. Like an authority figure in my life is the way I think I took him, you know. And do you want me to talk more than the questions you're asking me?
Oh, yeah, you can totally take off. These are just, like, to kind of get the ball
get me going.
Yeah.
Okay. He worked for my grandfather, and I was staying with my grandma and grandpa at the time. He just seemed like somebody that would be stable in my life. And I've been out on my own ever since I was very young and worked on my own. But, that's...
Did he have children before?
Yes, he had 5 children prior to mine.
Did he want another child?
Oh, yeah, he wanted me pregnant. Yes, yes, absolutely. As I look back on it, he was very possessive of me. And... So we moved away. I've been in Arizona all my life, basically. And we moved away and moved back east. And I didn't like it back there at all. It was a place that I didn't want to be. And I stayed back there for 8 years and had another son. And a lot of crazy things went on in our life. And I wanted to leave. And I did. And I came back out here to Arizona, and it wasn't long. I had to leave him. It was not a good situation. And I came back out here to Arizona, and he followed me out here, and it was just kind of from then on all hell broke loose in my life.
Can we backpedal just a little
mm-hmm.
bit? And can you talk about the process of being pregnant with your first child?
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy pregnancy? Were you excited about it? Did you know
what
to expect?
I loved it.
Sorry, I've interrupted you. I don't want to talk over you. Did you know what to expect, too?
No, not really. I was pretty young. I didn't know what to expect, really. But I just went with it, and, yeah, I liked it. My labor, although, was very long, and all 4 of my boys I had natural, but I had back labor. And as the doctor put it, I never had childbearing hips, but I still was able to have them all natural, and I know exactly how long I was in labor with each one, too. So I was in labor with him 38 hours. So, yeah.
How did you cope?
I did, and I was very sick, very sick, very sick. I was in the hospital for a long time, and, well, first, I had started getting these cravings at the very last that I would never crave in my life, never think about eating weird foods. Pickled pig's feet was one of them. Oh. And we went through a Lamaze class with Chad, and... Then finally, the doctors were getting very concerned. They thought that they had to go in and break my water, of course, and then I wasn't delivering, and they thought they were going to have to take the baby, but they said, you got to push, 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 and finally I did, and I got the little booger out there.
Were you in the hospital for all of those 38 hours?
No, I went in for an examination. He said that I was already in labor. And so when I just couldn't take it anymore, I was in the hospital for a day and most of the morning.
Did they offer you any painkillers or anything?
No, they said that if I had taken painkillers, it would set my labor back.
Mm-hmm. That's nice that they let you labor that long.
Oh, yeah, real nice.
I mean, normally they try
real nice of them.
Okay.
Remind me to thank them later.
Not gonna. Okay, so do you remember, a lot of women will talk about when they're actually in the process of giving birth, uh-huh. that they'll tear or they'll get an episiotomy or...
Not with Chad, I didn't. Not my firstborn. I was sore, but I didn't do any of that. Now, my second son, yes, I went through that bad. And a real hard labor. Each time, a nurse described it to me, and she was the only one that knew exactly what I was going through. And she goes, I know, honey, it hurts when those fingernails are ripping down that backbone. And I thought, how does she know? I don't have no pain here, didn't have none in my lower belly. It was all in my back. All four of them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you had your child, and then were you kept in the hospital?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was released, I think not even 24 hours later. Yeah. All my sons, except for my fourth son, because I had my tubes tied. Yeah.
Right after you gave birth?
Yeah.
We'll get to that, mm-hmm. so I don't want to rush you. But did you nurse?
Yes. A little bit, didn't know much about it. I left home at a very young age, so I didn't know a whole lot about motherhood. But in the Lamaze class, they taught us a lot. And, I nursed for a while, not that long, though, you know, so.
Were you staying at home with your child, or did you work?
No, I had to go to work, yeah.
Did you have a support network?
Yeah, I had my grandmother and grandfather that lived there. And that was about it, you know, as far as that went. My mom, you know, they'd come in. They were living in California at the time. And I flew over there to see them with my grandma, my cousin, and my baby. And, so I had people in my life, you know.
Were you and your husband happy at this point?
I thought I was, you know, but I noticed things started changing with him, so, you know, I didn't.
Like how so?
Well, he kind of did what he wanted to do. He wouldn't come home. He, would just be, and then he started becoming very controlling towards me. And then, therefore, we moved back east, and then I waited a long time before I used contraceptive. I waited a long time before I had a child. And then all of a sudden I got pregnant with... Actually, let me back up. I had cancer. And I was having cancer treatments at Columbia University in Missouri. And...
No, it's okay. It'll be edited out.
And I would have these things called cryosurgery done, and I just kept getting it over and over and over. And we were very poor, living on farmland and stuff like that. And I was told that I couldn't get pregnant. And then, I think it was years later, Chad was 4 or 5, something like that. And then however many years later, I had Gavin. And I had gotten cancer again. I was definitely told that I couldn't have any. And then here came out of Daniel.
What kind of cancer did you have? Was it cervical?
Just cervical, yeah. But from the cryos, I had built up a scar tissue and stuff, so...
So here you had cervical cancer, mm-hmm. that has been reoccurring. Go for it. Mm-hmm. Drink a pause. All of this gets edited. Mm-hmm. That had reoccurred a couple times, more mm-hmm. than once, and you were being treated.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling you couldn't get pregnant. You got pregnant twice?
I had Gavin. I had cancer. Was it right before Gavin? And then I had, I had it more than that. The last time was Daniel was, I was in 2005 was the last time I had it.
Can you say it cervical cancer?
Cervical cancer, yes. Mm-hmm. And 2005, so I said, give me a hysterectomy. You know, I went so many years apart having my kids, you know, and obviously I wasn't having a problem getting pregnant.
Did they remove your cervix and your uterus or just your uterus?
Now, that's kind of blank to me, and I'm trying to get those records from the Valley, but I think it's all of it because of my history and how it spread, and it was hard to get rid of and stuff like that. So, but I remember I was released the next day after I had that. I had a liparoscopic hysterectomy, and they were brand new at the time. And they went in into your belly button and two little tiny incisions there. I don't even have the scars from them now. And the recovery time is like way faster and stuff like that, which it was.
Is there anything that stands out about the births of the next three children that was significant or unexpected for you?
Well, Gavin, he was a little hard too. That stood out. Just always, I had back labor. Adam, he had to be induced twice, and then I had him, and then my little Daniel, 55 minutes from beginning to end, and I had him there. I finally had one of them quick births.
So were there, can you tell us about the fathers?
Daniel's dad passed away. Adam's dad's still alive here. We get along real well. The father to my oldest two sons, because of the history behind it and what had happened when we decided to separate, he was very mean, needless to say, and he took off with the boys, his first visitation. And we didn't know where he was or anything, and FBI went looking for him. They still couldn't find him, still couldn't find the boys. And I always thought, you know, that when I got pregnant with Adam, that it would help fill a love that was taken. Sorry. But it didn't. It just added to it, because you love all your children differently, you know, all the same, but differently. You know, you never love any one of them any less. And so, but I was blessed, and I got to have them in my life. Later on, I found them. And
let me get you some Kleenex. Take your time.
How long was it until you got to see them again?
Is toilet paper okay, or is that gross? Okay.
Great, perfect. Can't get any softer than that.
Was he kind to your boys?
When he never was mean to the kids, but he became very aggressive towards me. And anyway, he just, I don't know, he was kind of crazy.
And you still see him today?
I seen him just here a while back. It's funny you bring that up. I seen him about a little over 2 years ago. And that was an amends, to make an amends. To say, I'm sorry that I took off with the boys and that I will always love you. And I was like, I knew I had to have forgiveness in my heart, because I really, I always say I did, but I really didn't. I was very angry that he could do one thing and it would take and rip my life all apart. But I know that I had to forgive him in order for me to heal. And then I've had ups and downs in life, and I really became an alcoholic. And I leaned towards that a lot when I couldn't sleep at night, when the boys were gone. And then I started meeting somebody, and I got somebody else in my life. And I don't do relationships well at all. So...
No, I can't imagine surviving that. How old was the boys when they were taken?
Gavin was still in diapers and on a bottle. And Chad was just had his 10th birthday with me. Yeah.
Yeah. What was he thinking? Was he just so angry at you for some reason?
He didn't want nobody to have any look at me. Nothing. He didn't like another man. One time we were driving down the road. I don't know this has anything to do with it. But we were just driving down the road in the pickup truck when we were out in the country. And some guy was walking down the road and just boom, out of nowhere, I got slugged. And I was like, what the heck? And he goes, you like looking at that? That's the type of man he was. And so, I mean, and he kept moving me further into the country. Pretty soon he took away my car. Then he took away my phone. I couldn't call my mom. And he'd be gone sometimes for days, and we would be left out there, you know. So, I don't think he's changed that much. Just got older.
Was he violent when you were pregnant and when you had the babies?
He was, yeah, he was violent when, with Gavin, I mean Chad, my firstborn, a couple of times. It scared me, but not violently, like beat me up and stuff when I was pregnant. No, he didn't do that. He was violent before that, or actually he didn't know I was pregnant, and I just found out, and I didn't know how to pursue with it, you know, because I thought he was going to be too physical with me, and I was really trying to hold back on telling him I was even pregnant.
Were you considering aborting?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very complicated, difficult position to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Were you weren't sure if you wanted to have a child with this man? Is that?
Yeah, I didn't know. And then I thought, you know, and me not having a dad growing up and stuff, I just really tried to hang in there. I mean, we were married 13 years, and I just didn't think it was right that at that point in time, after my second was born, that he should see his mom being treated that way. And so I called my parents here, my mom and stepdad, and they flew me and the kids out here. And it was just a few months later he followed us out here. I had had him enrolled in school here. And then we left here and went over to Prescott, and it just got worse when I was away from my mom, finally. You know, he started becoming the same person again, and, you know, I just...
So when he followed you out here, you guys got back together?
Yeah, we were trying to make it work. I was supposed to go over to Prescott, and he was supposed to get a job. I got a job. He didn't get a job. And... anyway, then he didn't like it that I was working because he thought I was fooling around. And it just become too much.
Did you have people to confide in? Or did
I had an aunt and an uncle over there that helped out a great deal. And they put me and my boys up. And then, of course, I was working and I was able to get in on rent. I did several different jobs, so... And he just stalked me the whole time, just made my life miserable. I mean, there wasn't nothing this man didn't do to damage me psychologically.
Wow. So, what was that reunion with your boys like?
First, it was my oldest son that came out here. And he flew out here. He was 19. 9 years later. Yeah. And it was different. He been a troubled kid, left home, been a little bit of trouble. Came out here. I hooked him up with some friends, and matter of fact, one of the ladies that's over this restaurant, and they put him in a job and stuff like that, and then he hooked up with the wrong people out here, and he left and moved to Oregon. Then my second son, by then my ex-husband, his marriage was going bad back there, back east, because of our second son, supposedly was a troubled child. And his wife wanted, all of a sudden they wanted to give him back to me. He was 15, 16 years old. And yeah, he was troubled. And by then I'd already had Adam and Daniel. And Daniel was really little. Adam was 10 or something like that. I can't really remember. And so I had Gavin at home. I was working at a restaurant, waiting tables and cleaning houses on the side. And anyway, I left my son in charge of the little one. And I left a movie home. I was trying to get out the door to go to work. I left a movie there, and so I had to hurry up and turn around and go back and get the movie because I didn't want to pay another day rental fee on it. And when I walked into the house, I walked into a disturbing sight where he had threw Monopoly pieces at the little kid. And I was furious. I was absolutely furious with him. And so I said, what's going on? Nobody would answer me. So I packed the little one up and called my boss and said, I'm bringing him to the cafe. I'm leaving him not at home with him because I didn't know the child. And not that I think he's a bad kid because I know him today, but I know that he had problems. And I was going to keep him here, but after that, and I found out the extent of the abuse that was going on when I left the house every time, I wasn't going to put up with it. I told him, you got a round trip ticket, you're going back to your dad's. And I'm sorry to say this, and I did. And I called his dad and I said, you created this monster, you deal with him. I said, I can't do this. He was 16 or something, 15, 16 at that time. And then I talked to his wife, George's wife back there, and she told me that's why she didn't want him out there. And I said, how come you guys didn't tell me? She goes, I won't allow him around my grandkids. I go, and you guys send him out here knowing that I've got a young son that can't even defend himself? So needless to say, I had him on a plane back, and I think that was, all of it's been a regret. Because they didn't ask for that. None of the kids did. They were just in the middle of it. So, and I love him.
Oh, those are some really difficult circumstances. You're amazing to have been able to forgive your first husband.
Yeah.
Because that is really a travesty what has happened and what he did.
Yeah. I've talked to him a few times and stuff, and I was going to go out there and see the boys, but all my friends and everybody has just begged me not to, to be even around him, because it was really hard for me to get away from him when I was that young and couldn't run. I'm a little older now. I can't run too fast anymore. So...
when you reflect back on these experiences, what do you think? Like, what comes to mind? Do you think, gosh, I'm really strong, I'm a strong person, or I've overcome so much, or what are your thoughts?
I never really gave myself any credit. I always thought I could have done better, that I could have hung in there, you know, and made it work somehow or another. I blamed myself for a long time.
Well, you were in a very difficult situation, you know, dealing with abuse, and you were trying to hold on to those boys, you know, and they got stolen from you.
Yeah. They had, he came from a very large family. He had 11 brothers and sisters, and one of them was a police officer back there. So they hid a lot of things. That's why I had to get away from out there. And so, yeah, it was pretty difficult. And I mean, I love them, and I wish there was a lot I could do for them, but I don't know. I always figure if there's an afterlife, maybe God will let me start over with them.
Well, I'm sure they don't harbor anything against you. I mean, they knew you were in a very tough situation.
Well, they've heard one side of the story. My oldest, I did give him a whole briefcase full of court papers that have stopped, that you can't lie about that, you know? So, but they have been around him all this time, you know? And I guess he has helped them, you know? And like I said, it was never them that he was abusive to, other than the fact of them seeing him hit me and stuff like that. And of course, Gavin would never know that because he was too little to remember any of that. Chad's seen it. Excuse me.
Go ahead. Take your time. Are you close with your sons after those two sons?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes. I've had alcoholism as a part of my life that has tore a lot of things up. And,
you can pause.
And it has, it's been a wedge. And then I got 9 years sobriety. And, then somewhere along the line I lost it again. And so I struggle with it sometimes, you know. Sometimes I'm okay, and then sometimes I'm not so okay. And I've gone to therapy. And I've talked to it until I can give the therapist therapy. And it's just, I don't know, it's just something that I think, you know, if I could get past part of that, you know, I'll be all right. I know that a big part of it is me forgiving myself. That's the part I have problems with. And I still do a little bit today because I know I could have probably done a lot better is what I always tell myself. I don't know if it's time for it.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
We can wrap up. You're amazing.
Just all of a sudden it just started coming out.
No,
again.
You've been through a lot. And it's really wonderful and brave of you to contribute your story and have other women who are going through these things and have been through them.
We didn't have
who are having those issues.
We didn't have a whole lot of people to protect us back in the day. You know, a lot of things were swept under the rug. I remember being in a safe house, and he broke into the safe house even. I was not safe anywhere from this man. And there was nowhere, I didn't even know how he followed me. I was 80-something miles away, never gave a clue, nothing. I had friends help me get away. I was like, how in God's name did he find me? I just thought there was no end in sight for me, you know, that he would always find me. And one time he did something to me that was, well, this is when I took him serious and I decided to leave back east. He helped me down on the floor, and he was a lot bigger than me, and 200 and something pounds, and I weighed 110 maybe. And he helped my head back, and he started pouring water down my nose, and he told me that he could drown me, and nobody would ever know the difference. And I almost drowned it because he had my arms pinned down to the floor, and I thought, you know what? He probably just wants to scare me, hurt me, whatever. But one of these times, he's going to do it on an accident. He's going to kill me. He's really going to kill me. You know, not meaning to, but then where am I going to be? You know, where's my son's going to be? And I always thought, you know, Sorry, guys. So.
Wow. Well, I know you're on a schedule.
I'm sorry, you guys.
No.
Well, I hear from you guys.
Yes. You will totally hear from us.